Kaz and Sue, and that'll PowerPoint presentation will last 20 minutes. After that, there will be 20 minutes Q&A. After that, I will discuss with you the next part, which will be the voting process. I'll talk to you guys about that once we get there, but we'll go ahead and start with Sue and Kaz.
Thank you so much, Carmen. And yes, I am Sue V, Grateful and Hopeful Adult Child, and I am co-presenting this section with Kaz. We'll both give a couple of introductory remarks, and then we will start screen sharing. I want to also recognize Ken R., another trustee. He had hoped to be here today. He couldn't. He has been working on this with us a lot. So thank you, Ken. So I'd like to start off with, so why are we doing a fellowship group voting? What is this thing? And Kaz and I will be talking to you about it. It goes back to the 2024 ABC, where the delegates approved a motion, but they approved a motion to have their motion approved by all of the groups, all of the registered groups. And we'll talk about the specifics in a minute. Today's presentation is not about the specifics of the name study, which was the motion that was passed. This is about process, because this will be one of many, I think, fellowship group voting in the future. So it's more important that we focus on the process itself. And it's both a challenge and an opportunity because we've never done it before. So we've done research with the board and staff have done research with other 12 steps. And we've consulted with our WSO committees. So this will be the culmination of that. And we're going to just entertain. We need to, this is a draft. So let's talk about it. Have your voices heard. How do we want to do this? This is the most important thing. And we'll help you with the information that we have today. Kaz, would you like to have some introductory remarks? And then I'll start screen sharing the slide.
Sure. I took some notes, and so I'm going to read from my notes so I don't forget a lot. This is my opinion, but it's what I see going on inside ACA. And you just heard a whole lot of this from Josh and Charlie. First of all, concept one says that the fellowship is ACA's collective conscience and ultimate authority. And the ACA groups are the fellowship. ACA delegates are trusted servants of the fellowship and the core of each year's ABC and QDMs. And those four meetings, one ABC and three QDMs, all together form ACA's annual business conference. Therefore, the delegates are the conference. And their purpose is to enable the will of the fellowship under concept one. The delegates, as the conference, as you just heard, have expressed their understanding that the fellowship itself wants to enable a more delegate-centered process regarding major decisions about ACA service. But as you just heard, no process or timeline for that was specified. So the volunteers and staff working to implement decisions of the conference themselves, trusted servants of the conference, are bound to carry out the conference's will under concept one. And they've already begun that as best they can, seeking step-by-step progress, not perfection, as you just heard in what Charlie described and Josh as well, in particular, experiments. So here's another experiment. It's a means whereby the fellowship can make its will known directly. The conference will be the first service entity to consider this proposed voting process. If the conference approves it, then the fellowship will consider it. Our presentation right now, following, is including the answers to any questions that you have as best we can, is to try to explain this proposed voting process and what will happen if it's approved or not approved. After our presentation, the QDM co-facilitators will provide detail about how to actually carry out the conference vote on this proposed process today. Now, to summarize, I know this may sound crazy, but you're being asked to vote on a voting process for making major decisions as a fellowship. And as I will repeat, as others have said, this is an experiment, and so we're going to make changes to improve it as we go along. Okay.
Thank you, Cox. Excellent. So let's start. And so we've said this is the confirmation process for the fellowship group voting. The first experiment, if you will, the first time we'll start doing this will be the name study motion that was in 2024-6. What is that motion? Well, just to remind you all, it was an ABC motion that was passed by 79% to submit to all ACA registered groups, meetings, intergroups and regions for approval to change the functional name of the fellowship to Adult Children of Alcoholics and Dysfunctional Families, ACAD, the top choice by the fellowship from the name study surveys. So again, we're not going to talk about the details of this particular piece, but we will talk to you about the process and how we're going to deal with it because it's a very emotional subject. The board was directed by the 2024 ABC delegates to submit this motion for approval to all registered ACA groups. We are preparing a draft process for you for conducting a fellowship-wide group vote in order to accomplish this. This proposed process has been used successfully by other 12-step organizations, just so that you know. And Cos, do you want to take the next slide?
Sure. So what is the fellowship group vote? First of all, it's all of the registered meetings, intergroups, regions. And this vote was initiated by a conference approved motion. I mean, that's the basic thing. Delegates approved a process to reach out to the fellowship. They didn't say what the process would be. They just said, do it. So we look at concept one. What's the final responsibility? Is at the whole fellowship. So how do we do that? Next slide, if you would, please. And Sue, do you want to do this one or I can do this one?
You can do it. Carry on.
Okay. So why do we need that? Well, first of all, as I said earlier, as Josh and Charlie mentioned, this issue of changing a name was clearly felt to be something that required fellowship-wide voting. This is a major issue. And the reason why we're doing a procedure at all is because this is not the first, excuse me, this is not the only issue. It is, in fact, just the first major issue of others that are coming ahead of us, such as a charter, which you just heard was is still being worked on. Potential changes to foundational documents, such as the concepts, another issue given to study by the delegates in an approved motion. So we need to find a way, and this is the first attempt at finding a way. And the next slide, please.
Thank you, Cos. So I'll take this one. And so there might be confusion out there because there were name study surveys for the past couple of years. And now we're talking about a fellowship group vote. So some people might say, didn't I vote already? No. The surveys and feedback that were conducted, 11,000 individual members responded with feedback and in their top choices, so to speak, in 67 countries and 10 languages. However, we're talking about a group conscience with our registered group. So that's a vote. And that includes over 2,700 registered groups representing over, we think, 40,000 members around the world, in 68 countries and 30 languages. So it's a broader piece, but it's also following the concepts in getting the group conscience by our registered groups and the delegates in our registered groups. And the delegates felt this was so important that it needed to go to all meeting groups, because right now only about 5% of our meeting, of all of our groups are sending delegates. So there's about 95% out there that need to have a say in this, their voices heard. So this is what this process is going to give them. Next slide. Take it away, Cos.
Okay. So this is somewhat complex. So we've broken this slide up. I don't think it's on the conference website or the QDM website at the moment, but it will be revised. You'll see this slide and the next slide, and then a third slide. The first two are repeated on the third, but they, just to try and simplify it and make it a little less dense on one slide, we've broken it up into two and then summarized it on the third slide. So here's the first one of the two. First, anytime there needs to be a fellowship vote, the conference will direct the board to make that happen. There'll be a dedicated webpage, and there will be there is already a draft webpage up with starting information. And if you would, Sue, can you screen share to show that briefly?
It's coming. Let me know if it comes. Do you see it coming?
I see it.
Okay.
Fellowship group voting. Now, the next vote, it says, is regarding the fellowship name. But that's just the next vote. After that, there'll be many others. And so just scroll slowly so people can get some idea. This is already available. It's adultchildren.org. fellowship-group-voting. So this is available from what we fondly call the red website, adultchildren.org. And there's the timeline for it.
And cost, tentative timeline. If we were to approve this process.
Yes. If this is
kind of what it would look like. We want to give you a good specific idea.
That's probably a good trigger for pointing out that if this process is not approved, everything's changed. It'll be much more complex and everything will change.
And that's okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no timeline in the motion that was given. So we're doing the best that we can, trying not to slow things down too much. But if we need to slow it down, it will be slowed down. Why don't you go back to the slide?
Yeah, and I'll just say with this one, for those that there are more FAQs coming, it's not quite finished. We didn't have the resources to continue. So let me flip over. And am I back in the main slide now, Cos?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Now, the major thing is each registered group will have a vote. They'll have their own individual link and they will have a vote. And the timing of the vote begins with those groups that are registered as of the date of the start of the vote. The groups will be given a minimum of 4 months to do that voting. And they will be, and this is really key to this new process, there will be the ability to make a comment for why you're voting in favor and why you might be voting against whatever the issue is. The first issue will be the name change, but it'll be true for all of the others, again, unless there's some reason for us to find that this is just not working. But we expect this particular one to work, so I full well expect this is going to continue. Next slide, please.
Thanks, Cos. And just before we go next, is that this was one of the additions that one of the 12-step World Services suggested, was having a comment on why they voted yes, why they voted no, because they didn't do it initially and they didn't know why. And it caused them to have to go back and do a lot of extra work. So we're doing it up front. Thanks.
Excellent. Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Now, for this fellowship vote, it needs substantial unanimity in order to be a group conscience. And that is two-thirds, which is roughly 67% more than. The results of the vote will be posted within 2 weeks after the voting closes, and then also emailed out to all the groups, period, regardless of whether they voted or not. Then the voting results and the next steps will be on the following ABC agenda. And right now, we are expecting that to be the 2025 ABC. Any revisions to this process, either for this vote, but more particularly for future votes, will only be made with conference approval and very likely also further fellowship voting. Because again, what you're voting on now is the process. So changes will have to be voted on as well. Next slide, please. Now that's all of those bullets listed on one slide. So the slide after that then. I will say that some of these steps have lots of sub-steps in them, and those will be discussed and brought out later today by the QDM co-facilitators. Okay, thanks, Sue, for going back.
Thanks, and we can also clarify it in our question and answer section.
Absolutely, at least as much as we can.
Yeah.
Once again, we're only human. We're only going to do the best that we can do.
Agreed.
Okay. Then the next steps. Again, at the December QDM, this entire process will be discussed further. And finally, just to demonstrate what the vote regards. The motion is to approve the new proposed process for fellowship group voting. Everything we just said on the previous slides. Starting with the ABC motion on a new name. Okay. Next slide. If the motion's approved, that's the simplest thing. Here in this QDM, if the motion is approved by what is essentially a poll of the delegates here today, then the process will be implemented starting with this name change. If it's not approved, then this whole process will have to be put on pause. It'll be discussed more thoroughly again at the 25 ABC. And in that case, the board will be sending out a letter saying that it was not approved. A notice will be posted on the group voting page. And in order to have a full group conscience regarding the name change, we'll have to rethink the process and rethink the timeline, because we need to have thorough consideration. And so that's going to take some time, and it may require postponing the issue until the 26th ABC. Once again, I'll repeat, no deadline was stated in the original name change motion. So we have that time. There's no rush to make the change. We want to make sure that the change, if made at all, is only made after a thorough group conscience process. And the next slide.
Thank you, Kaz. And I'll just add to that is it's the process that's most important here, and all of our delegate voices and ultimately our group voices in the fellowship when they finally vote. we showed you a path that if you did approve the motion, that this is what we could do going forward. And the results, whether it passes or it fails or what and why, will be presented at the 2025 ABC. But it doesn't have to be. If you feel that you don't want to do this process, then yes, we'll miss the 2025 ABC, but that's not a problem. It's not stated in the motion. It's more important that we do it the way the delegates feel is in the best interest of our fellowship. So wonderful. Thank you. Thank you, Kaz.
Thank you. And thank you all for what you're going to be asked to do. And for being part of the process starting today, right now. Sue, do you have any other thanks?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I just want to thank you so much. You're digesting a lot of information. Be thoughtful and ask your questions, get them ready. And I just want to say that here's a really wonderful example where we can be unified together on a process. We may have different opinions on whatever we're going to vote on, but we can be unified in a process that is for the delegates, it's for the groups. The WSO committees are committed to this, the staff and the board. We're all planting the seeds of tomorrow's growth. So we thank you for listening to this presentation, and we're going to stop screen sharing. The screen share, this presentation is available in your delegate agenda as well as on the website. The only changes we really made, we're making it more easily readable by making two slides out of one. But we'll post this one as well. With that, Carmen, we'll take it for question and answers, and we'll ask you to lead us.
Great, perfect. If you have any questions, go ahead and raise your hand. And we will start with WEB0590, Patricia Y.
Thank you. This is a quick one, and it may be very obvious to everyone else, but when we're talking about a 67% substantial unanimity among the groups, do we count the abstentions or the non-respondents in the denominator or not? So if people don't vote at all or abstain from the vote, are they counted in the non-67%? Okay, wait. You know what I mean, right?
Thanks. Thank you.
I think we do. Go ahead, Sue.
Yeah, I thank you for the question. It's a great question. So we're going to do a vote with our registered groups, not our individual members. So the 67% is every registered group will have one vote. We will count the yeses and the noes like we always do. We're not counting the abstentions or people who or groups that are not participating. So it'll be strictly yes plus no for the total for 67%. And that's what we've been traditionally doing, as I understand it.
Thank you.
Do you have anything more on that? Or are you good? Okay. Thank you.
Perfect. IG40, Annette.
Yeah, thank you very much. I represent the Danish intergroup, and great to see you again, Sue. I think the process of having group votes is a great idea. For the intergroup of Denmark, we're just really concerned that it's moving forward with the name change motion that was decided on in or approved in the 2024 ABC, because as you know, we have some concerns about how the surveys were conducted. And we basically think that the ABC 2024 motion was based on was decided on a false basis because of the mistakes that were made in the surveys. So we're a little concerned that this is not part of the information to the delegates and therefore to the groups. So I was just wondering if you have any thoughts about that. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes. And wonderful to see you again. I would say to you that all that information is being uploaded in the fellowship-wide voting page, because it's very important we see it from all perspectives. So we're not done with it. And there are others that have concerns about a different name versus adult, the one that's been proposed. So you have the ability today, as all the other delegates do. Yes, we want to continue with this process and get and we're going to use the name study as this one. So you can say no to the process if you feel strongly about this, or you can say yes to the process, and nothing's changing until we get to the 2025 ABC. But you'll have a really good idea about what the registered groups think about it. And they'll have all the information in front of them, so that we're not, nothing should be hidden. And so if there's any questions that we don't have, like FAQs, I've offered to your intergroup, the board has, let us know what they are, and we'll make sure that they're posted.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd just add briefly that, again, all that's in front of us today is the process of having a vote within the fellowship. If there are objections or concerns regarding the first issue that will be voted on later, that is part of that vote's process. Now, I suppose, in all fairness, it may be difficult to say, I want to pull those, I'm able to pull those two things apart. That I object so much to the issue that will come first, I don't even like the process for voting on that issue. That's fair. That's why we're allowing comments.
Okay, and then we will go to CT087 Joseph.
Hi, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So thank you all for clarifying already. But one question I had about what the substantial majority includes. Thank you very much. But as noted earlier, only 5% of groups send delegates to the ABC and the QDN. We have no track record of previous fellowship-wide votes. That's kind of the only sense we have of how much I'm assuming of how much participation we're going to get. My question concern is that really 5% of the fellowship? Is that really a reflective substantial majority to say that 5% of the people voted, and if 37 or 67% of them say yes, we're going to go ahead with this? So how do we ensure that we really have the voice of the full fellowship when we've only got maybe 5% voting? Thank you much for your work, though.
Thank you. Cos, do I want to take that first? And I would say to you, great question. And that is why the delegates at the 2024 ABC said we cannot authorize this change without going to the fellowship. And this is not unusual in other 12 steps. If there's something significant, they're going to send it out to all of their groups, like a tradition change or a step change. And in our case, it's a name change. So I'm expecting we'll have far greater. We're going to be tracking it. What was the percentage of all of our groups of voting? And we saw that there was a huge enthusiasm for voting in the surveys, if you will, not voting in the surveys, but providing feedback in the surveys. So my hope is that we are going to get a huge percentage. One of the 12 steps reported 79% of their groups. They're a little smaller than us, but the 79% of their groups voted for a fellowship group voting. They don't get that in their ABCs. And another one said that they only got like 10%, but that was just about better than what they're getting at ABCs, but they still need to do more. We're going to be watching the communication whenever we do this. We're going to be watching and making sure the communication is and encouraging the groups, because this is very important. And I personally think people care about our name. I think they're going to vote. Cause?
Yeah, sorry. Somebody has asked. I won't actually write that. I got a question. Can we post those slides again in the chat? And there's not really a need for that because they're already on the website, and in the QDM section of the website, and the revised version, which is very minimal revision, will also be there, or will replace what's there now. Will there be, I'll just ask Sue, is there going to be a separate voting process vote section on the website?
Everything to do with this will be on the website, the landing page. We're not hiding anything. So everything will be posted. Yeah.
So this slide presentation will be there at least in one location and may likely be two locations. So there's that.
Epcot cause at the slightest, sorry for interjecting. On the chat function, I've now posted both the fellowship group voting page as well as the presentation link.
Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you, sir. Okay.
So we have about seven people. Do you want to finish ahead? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Real quick on the actual question, which was, how do we know what is truly a substantial representation of the fellowship? And my personal feeling is we don't. We don't know, and we can't know. That's part of the reason why we are trying to promote a mechanism that will allow people to make their voices heard. But if they choose not to, there's no way to force that to be done. Now, the question is, then what? If we still have a minority of people making a choice, is that sufficient? And I think that is a question that might need to be addressed at a conference by the delegates, because the delegates are, in fact, trusted servants of the fellowship as a whole. Yeah. And we have what we have.
Thank you,
Cause. And I think at the end of the day, if you approve this process and we go ahead, all of the data that we collect on this will go to the 2025 ABC. Even if there's a significant majority vote for it, we're going to look at how many of our groups voted. And you, the delegates in 2025 ABC, will see whether this is valid or not valid. So slowly does it. And back to you, Carmen. Thank you, Cause.
Thank you. All right. So since we have seven people, I'm going to ask Sue and Cause if you can limit the answers to 1 minute as much as possible. I just want to make sure we get to everyone.
Thank you.
TEL0341, Kelly.
Thank you. And thank you, Carmen, for making that request, because the time allotted for Q&A really should be mostly delegates and not the length of the responses. Thank you for all of this and the presentation. I my big question that jumps out to me is this to me would have been fallen under the category of being a ballot proposal, this voting process. When I first started to read the agenda a couple of weeks ago for this QDM, I was very confused, and what was presented was a lot of information. And it just seems to me that follow the ballot proposal process, because this is also sort of setting up. I know delegates have asked in the past, is there going to be voting at QDMs, online voting? And that was not available. But now, you know, the board has this motion and it's sort of being thrust upon us and included in this really tight, narrow time frame. So for me, just a ballot proposal, then it could be talked about at the town halls that the ballot prep committee throws out there. That really feels like it would have been the better way to handle it. And for that reason, I don't know that, yeah.
That will remind our time the question.
Okay, so short answer would be we're following the motion. You're presenting another idea that could be explored. Absolutely. That's why we're doing this. We're not going ahead. We're coming to you, the delegates, we're following the motion as best we can. And you can vote no to this process. And then we're going to have to look at what do we do moving forward. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you. And WEB1030, Mary Beth.
First of all, I cannot thank the amount of work that has gone into this is amazing. I thank all of you. I fortunately or unfortunately studied a lot of history, And this type of issue is what spread the New England Church. Changing the name of the group could bring people to the barricades. It's almost an organizational tool. Voting on voting. I almost wish we had a more autocratic way to do this. I don't know. I think in some way we should separate the very volatile question of a name change from voting on voting. That's what I think. I don't know how else to put it. One is like, okay, we're going to vote this way or that way. The other one is like, we're going to change the name. So that's kind of my, yeah, very emotional reaction to it. Thank you.
Thank you. And WEB381 Pam. Pam? We are not able to hear you.
Gentlemen, a little reminder about section time. We have 1 minute for this section. Whether the chairs want to extend it, that's up to you. Pass.
What I will do is I'm going to finish out these last people up through Vivian.
Can anybody hear me?
Yes.
We can hear you now.
Yes, well, I was muted by the host.
Your phone was muted. That was the problem.
All right, Pam, would you like to go ahead? Okay.
In any case, my concern is we're sandwiching two votes, both of which are major votes, and we're throwing them all in at a QDM that has never been used for voting. And, you know, as I heard before, it seems to me this really should have been a ballot item that went out prior to a QDM, or prior to an ABC. This is an ABC decision, not a QDM decision. The numbers of people that show up at ABCs are far, far more than what showed up at the QDM. Right now, we've got 93 people. And I think we had over 150 at the last ABC. So I'm really concerned that this is even being sandwiched together. And I have nothing but respect for the people that have put on this presentation today and the board members and everybody who's working together towards this. And
Thank you, Pam. So this portion, there will actually be a 20-minute discussion portion as well. So this portion is specifically for questions to the presenters. And I will go to IG70.
Karen. Let me ask Sue, do you have a clarification or reminder to folks that the only issue on the table now is the process, not the name change?
Yeah. Yeah. And nothing, even after voting, nothing's going to be done until the 2025 ABC, where all the delegates will make their decision whether this was valid or not valid. But they'll be doing it with real data.
Thanks. Okay. IG70.
Good morning, everybody. First of all, I would like to thank the presenters and everybody who has worked on this process. You have done phenomenal work and very carefully thought out, very, very carefully planned. That is very impressive. I would like to point out and maybe get your feedback on the implications of even voting on this motion at this QDM. The materials linked on this topic refer to voting procedures for the ABC. So far, these voting procedures have never applied to a single QDM meeting. And if we even vote on the motion that is being presented here, we are establishing a precedent that allows the WSO to present floor motions at a QDM. And I think that would require a lot more concern and consideration and debate by delegates, which should be done as current voting procedures would require at an ABC rather than at a QDM. So I would just like to invite your feedback on that concern. Thank you so much.
And Kaz, do you want to take that one?
Well, I thanks for the punt. My feeling is this: if folks are really uncomfortable with being asked to vote on this, starting with a QDM, then vote against it. Mm-hmm. You know, that doesn't say anything negative about the process itself. What it says is we don't think we're ready to vote yet. And so we're not ready to approve it. And since we're not ready to approve it, we're voting against it. So that would be my suggestion. Pass.
That does not address my concern. Thank you.
Okay. And then we will go to the last two, which is WEB0384, Patty. And again, this is for questions to the presenters. It will be a separate 20 minutes for discussion. Patty?
Hey all, Patty ACA. Thank you everyone for your service. I'm just wondering, the question I have in mind is how might we consider in terms of a fellowship-wide voting process? Maybe this might be a no-brainer. Consider the fact that there are many meetings that are not registered and therefore do not have a vote. Not registered for a variety of reasons, such as many BIPOC meetings, many meetings that are created by and are safe spaces specifically for Black, Indigenous, people of color. I'm just wondering how, meetings that are not registered, how might they be considered within the fellowship as a whole? In particular, for example, newer intergroups, and newer starting up meetings. Thanks.
Thanks, Patty. Do you want me to take this, Kaz, for a second?
Yes, I think you'd be more appropriate. Yeah,
it's I understand the concern. And so right now, the process has always been, you know, you register with you register your group, and therefore you get a vote. I understand what you're saying. I think that comes back to either looking at the future for, how do we have voting in the ABC? That becomes an ABC study. That becomes an ABC sustainability piece. Because right now we have registered groups. And if there are some groups that aren't registering for perhaps safety reasons or other reasons, perhaps that needs to be explored and to see what we can do in future. But it's not something we can deal with today. But thank you for that point.
All right, thank you. And then we will go ahead and end with WEB, or this section, with WEB0120, Vivian.
Yes, my question is in regards to the voting in this process, are comments available before or after the voting? And secondarily, can they be available before the voting?
Can you say that question again? Sorry.
Our comments, you know, we've been talking about getting feedback. Mm-hmm. And are those available for us to read each other's thoughts before we vote? And can they be available before we vote? Or is that something that we can only go back after the vote and look at what other people have thought about?
That's a techie question, and I think that it's not possible technically to do it as the voting is going on. It will be available after. And Brad L., if I'm incorrect, please correct me, because I know we were looking at that.
Yeah. I'm not, I'm, we would have to study that more, Sue. I can't make a something right now.
And what comes to my mind is that that would be a request for comment sent out to the whole fellowship, separate from the vote, so that everybody would have a chance to comment before the vote.
Yeah. Great, thank you. And then, Charlie, did you have a point of information or point of order?
Thanks for asking, but I withdrew my hand, so, but thanks for asking.
All right, so I'm going to go to a PowerPoint presentation or PowerPoint to explain the next section. This is also available on the conference webpage and as a link in the agenda. So the next portion is we are going to take a vote, and this is a vote whether or not to send this motion to worldwide online voting. And this is using what's present in the OPPM under study groups, board, and motion and time-sensitive floor motions. So the first step is that the motion will be presented again, and the motion must be seconded by a delegate. After that, there will be a discussion for 20 minutes, and each delegate can speak up to 1 minute. If your English is not your first language, or if there's any speech thing or anything that you would need extra time, please let me know before you speak, and you will have 2 minutes. After that, there will be a poll that we'll be taking, and the answer choices will be A, I am in favor of this motion as presented, and I want it sent to worldwide online voting. B, I am in favor of this motion, but would like minor changes. C, I am in favor of deferring action to a future meeting. D, I am not in favor of this motion. E, I abstain from voting. If A, B, C, or D do not receive 60% or more of the vote, then the one with the lowest percentage drops off, and another poll is taken with D, and then another vote is another taken. If after the second vote no motion gets 60%, then it does not pass. So if it doesn't get if the final vote doesn't get 60%, it goes back to the board. Announcement of voting results and the minority opinion. So if this motion does pass to go to worldwide online voting, there will be worldwide online voting for 24 hours. Per the OPPM delegates, every worldwide online voting vote has to have a minority opinion. And so there will be need to be a minority opinion scheduled. Okay. All right. So I will go ahead and read the motion and then see if there is a delegate that would like to second it. So the motion is to approve a new proposed process for fellowship group voting, starting with the approval of ABC motion 2024-06, the name study. The proposed fellowship group vote process, the conference, ABC, will direct the board when to conduct a fellowship group vote via approved motion. A dedicated webpage with information instructions about a vote will be created and sent to all groups. Each registered group on the voting start date will have one vote. Groups will be given a minimum of 4 months to vote. Each vote will include a section for groups to state their reasons for why they voted one way or another. Substantial unanimity greater than 67% is needed for a vote to pass. The results of the vote will be posted within 2 weeks after the voting closes and also emailed out to all groups. The voting results and next steps will be added to the next ABC agenda. Revisions to the process can only be made with conference approval. I will go ahead and stop share. And do I have a delegate that would like to second the motion? And PA0174, buddy, can you confirm that you would like to second? Okay, so we have PA0174, buddy, that will second the motion. We will now open it. Thank you. We will now open it up for 20 minutes of discussion. All right. Region 6, Corbe.
Hi, thank you everyone for all the work you've put into this. And I see this process as following what the 2024 ABC voted on, and that this process is representative of the worldwide fellowship and offers an opportunity for each group to vote. And that even after that, I believe the process is that it's still voted on again at the ABC that follows this process. Thank you.
Thank you. And IG70, Karen?
Thank you. Following up on the concern that I raised in the Q&A section earlier, I don't believe this is an issue the QDM is set up to vote on. If we were following proper protocol and procedure as established for ABC voting, we would have to wait until the 2025 ABC, which would give delegates sufficient time to take this back to their groups and consider it thoroughly. Given that this motion has been seconded, there will be a vote at the end of this discussion. And due to the concerns I have, I will personally have to abstain on a vote and hope that this will be deferred to the 2025 ABC for more thorough consideration with the current processes we have in the fellowship. Thank you.
Thank you. TEL 0341,
tell. Thank you. Well, other than sort of echoing what I just heard, I feel similar that more time is needed. I'm a little confused about how would there be a minority opinion on this if December 10th there is an email going out, if it were to pass and then it starts to move forward, where's the minority opinion in that?
Do you want me to answer that, Carmen, or do you want to keep going?
No, you can answer it.
Yeah, originally when we were drafting this, remember everything is new, and so if this passes and a minority opinion needs to be recognized, and I get that, then it would go back into the February QDM. For further conversations. Now, we missed the 4-month window, but again, don't worry about that. It's more important that we do the right things. So this is progress, not perfection. And we're going to learn a lot about doing this process together instead of the board doing it all by themselves. With that, I'll pass.
WEB0590, Patricia.
Thank you. Thanks for your work on this, and I appreciate it. It sounds like an equitable, a sane way to increase group participation in important votes. I do have a quibble with one piece of the motion. If substantial unanimity is over 2/3, it should not say greater than 67%. It should say greater than or equal to 67%, because 2/3 is 66.66667. Just a quibble, but a concern, because if the vote were close, it would put the results in question. Thank you.
So, Mark, Carmen, that could be a friendly amendment.
And Marcus?
I'm Marcus, California, CA 1020. Yeah, as far as doing business at QDMs, the original motion that established QDMs was to do to do the business that we could not get done at ABC. I feel that is what QDMs are for, and I feel that's what's been voted on, and that voting on something like this is exactly why we come together. And that we're not coming together at the QDMs to just sort of discuss things and not do any voting or any decision making. And I feel that, yes, we should make a decision on this at this QDM. People don't feel differently, then they can, you know, raise an objection and vote no on this. But I feel. And also, because of minority opinion, this will not be able to be implemented until next year. It won't be going in this present ballot proposal section, because you do have to do a minority opinion on it. Pass.
Thank you. Region 5, Josh?
Couple things. One, just the way I see this is a motion was passed at the ABC that said, pass this to the overall fellowship. And WSO said, okay, we've been given our marching orders, but we don't know quite how to do that. So what's being presented today is an attempt, a proposed process for trying to carry out the will of the conference. But that's being brought to the conference again to say, does this process work for y'all? Right? So if it doesn't work, that's not a problem. It just means the original timeline we wouldn't be able to stick to, right? Which is maybe not a problem. Maybe more discussion is needed. But what's being thrown out is just a proposed process for people to react to. That's one thing. Two, I think there's a really interesting thing being brought up about.
Thank you, Josh. I'm going to go to the next person so that we all equally have 1 minute. Thank you. All right. TX131.
Hi, this is Denise. I'm wearing two hats today. I guess what I'm suggesting is maybe somehow amending the vote to just take out the name change, because to me it's like, just let's vote on the process of what, you know, of whatever proposals we're voting on group wide. So therefore it's not getting tainted. I think we're getting a little confused or overwhelmed. It's like, we just need a process and look at this. I think it's excellent. And thank you for doing this. I just think we just need to vote on a process, and then whatever comes down the line, then we apply this process, and then we all know what to expect. And that's what I think, you know, you guys have tried to work on. It's like, yeah, let's have a process so we know what to expect. Thanks. Bye.
WEB1205, Julian.
I don't want to go right now. Let a couple of more people go first. Sorry.
Just raise your hand again if you would like to go, and I'll be happy to call on you again. IG630, Stefan. I'm sorry, let me try this again. WEB381, Pam.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you.
Oh, good. All right. It's the process of taking a vote at a QDM that is my concern. The name change is another issue. I think they are separate issues that need to be addressed separately. The process has never been done of voting at the QDMs. And until we have a worldwide vote on that from an ABC through a ballot item, I see no way to even go forward with this. I think it's a protocol issue, and I don't even know why it's even being brought up this way. And it shouldn't be, and I'm a former board member. So I really have concerns about this. And it's not the issue, and it's not the people. It has nothing to do with any of that. It has to do with, you know, what is our protocol? Are we following it? And no, we're not. Thank you.
Thank you. WEB 030384.
Hey, all. I'm not sure if I, let's see if this is the appropriate time to ask this, but I was just curious. I meant to ask this earlier. What are the other 12-step fellowships that use this process that have been referred to or communicated with? Thank you.
Carmen, do you want me to answer?
Yeah, I know it was Marijuana Anonymous.
Marijuana Anonymous was the one that gave us most of the information, but they are also working with other 12 steps, and I have brought it into the 12-step network. So this is very typical of what they're doing, but they have already have a documented process. We're on uncharted territory. We don't have a documented process, but this is what they're following, except for the fact we added in the comment section because Marijuana Anonymous said that they regret not having that. So we've added it in. Thanks.
Thank you. IG630, Stefan.
There we go. Yeah, I agree with the, I want to support Sue in saying that this is the process. It's a very, the name change is very volatile, and I think it will create interest because people are emotionally attached to it. And I think instead of saying this is not a QDM issue, I think we should be focused on how to increase participation. Maybe a simple flyer to go to the meetings to say, this is how easy it is to become a delegate. Instead of limiting what we do here as participants, increasing our number of participants. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you. And
yeah, I held off on speaking to the process issue, which I've heard raised several times, but I feel like from my perspective, some information, misinformation is being spread, so I want to speak to it. In 2022, when quarterly delegate meetings were created, a key reason stated in the motion was to help handle spillover business from the May meeting, and specifically with the July-August meeting, it said they could finish off business not covered in May. So you had at least one of these four meetings, which specifically said voting was allowed. It's silent on the other meetings, but as a general principle in parliamentary stuff, you don't have to have everything stated before you can do it. You have to look at it as there's a reason you can't do it. Concept six makes the conference the last word on policies. There's nothing that overrides that. So if the conference feels comfortable doing a procedural vote to help carry out a motion they first passed in May, I see nothing wrong with it. And I guess I'm finding myself troubled by this notion of we're all together, but we can't do anything. To me, that actually really violates concept six. I'm going to encourage people to just go ahead and vote on the motion that's put before the pass. I guess I'm finding myself.
WEB 1205, Julian. Okay, I will go to the next one. WEB 0766D.
Hi, sorry. I'm a first time delegate, and for me, I feel like it seems simple to vote yes. I don't know all the history of ACA, but for me, I think a lot of times other meetings, I represent a smaller meeting, we're stretched thin, and we don't have time to be in 4-hour delegate meetings all the time, right? And I think that having a process where you can simply just vote, like through Election Buddy, feels so accessible. I personally think it's more accessible for meetings who don't have, you know, big representation, don't have alternate delegates, don't have second alternate delegates to be able to participate. So from my perspective, the process seems equitable and accessible and helpful to all the meetings that are not represented here. And so I'll be voting for it. Thanks for letting me share. Pass.
Well,
5 minutes to the end of this discussion section.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and write down the last few people's names. But I will need a motion to extend by 10 minutes. So I'm going to have all the hands lowered. I did write the hands down for people that haven't spoken yet. Okay, thank you. So a motion to extend this section by 10 minutes. If you would vote yes to extend by 10 minutes, please raise your hand.
Just a reminder, please use your hand and not other emojis.
All right. Could be a 43. And go ahead and lower all the hands. 44. Go ahead and lower all the hands. And then if you oppose extending by 10 minutes, please raise your hand. All right, we have 9 people. There we go. 10 people. We'll do a, I'm not actually sure, do we do a, in the past we've done actually a minority opinion on extending votes. So if anyone voted no to extend and they want to speak for a minute, please raise your hand. IG648, Rich.
Yes, thank you. I just feel I've heard both sides of the motion not as it's written. Thank you.
Thank you. And then would anyone like to change their vote or revote? Okay. All right. We'll go ahead. All right. And that isn't... there's one, but not enough of a percentage to change. So we'll go ahead and extend by 10 minutes. And this is, there were 2 people who haven't spoken yet. And then we'll go to the vote, which will take 10 minutes. So there were 2 people with their hands raised, Vivian and Julian. If you would like to speak now for your 1 minute, please raise your hand. WEB1205, Julian.
Hi, everyone. So just on the face of it, it looks like a good proposal. It's a procedural, a motion for a procedural method. And I'm kind of surprised to hear that historically it seems people aren't voting much in this QDM. It seems kind of odd to me. It seems like there'd be some sort of voting going on here. So that's kind of surprising. But I'll vote for it. I think it's sound. I think it gets the job done. Somebody brought up the point of generating some interest. And I think that's in a nice aspect of this. And so
do you blur mine up individual time?
Yeah, okay, thanks. So that's all I'll say now. Thank you.
All right. And there was one delegate who looks like wasn't able to raise their hand. So I will go ahead and get to them. And then we'll go ahead and move on to voting. FL215, Betty.
Unmute. Okay, I'm unmuted. Hi, everyone. I'm Betty. I'm the co-delegate from Florida.
I love this motion because I have so many people in my area that hesitate to come to ACOA because of the title. And I believe it would really help the fellowship. So I thank you all who are on this committee. I believe it's a great way to change our fellowship to receive more members. Thanks.
Perfect. Thank you. All right. That is all the time that we have for discussion. We will go ahead and move on to voting. And I will turn it over to Brad.
I'm going to go ahead and show what the vote looks like real quick. One second. Okay, the vote is going to show to approve the new proposed process of the fellowship group voting and all the bullet points that you saw on the screen. You're going to have all the same options that Carmen already spoke of, and they'll be there. So I'm going to start this in just a second. Carmen, can you tell me how many minutes we're doing for this?
Yeah, we can do 5 minutes and then check in and just make sure everyone, I think 5 minutes should be enough for time for people to vote.
Okay. Can someone run the Zoom timer for us?
And then just before we get right before we get started, I just want to check. Does any delegate have any questions specifically about the voting that you're going to take right now? I just want to make sure that everyone understands what they're voting on and how they're voting on before we vote. If there's a specific question about that, why don't we just answer those two? I'll get to those two people and then we'll start the vote. Just want to make sure everyone's okay with voting. Region 5, Josh.
Yeah, thank you. My question is, I have a friendly amendment. How does friendly amendment work here? I'm concerned that there's nothing in the proposed process that covers a quorum question of like how many meetings would need to vote on this thing for it even to be considered valid. And I think that that's a concern that several people have raised. So process-wise, yeah. How does a delegate introduce a friendly amendment to a motion on the table?
Yeah, then you would select B. I am in favor of this motion, but would like minor changes.
Got it. Thank you.
And Klaus?
Yes, I just want to point out that there appears to be a point of order being raised. And so what should we do about that point of order?
Okay. Who has the point of order? Charlie, I think you're the point of order person. Do you have the point of order?
Not sure which point of order causes referencing, so this somehow may have been circulated around me.
Okay. No, it didn't get circulated around you, sir. Someone raised objections to you about the legitimacy of QDM voting.
Okay, so yes, that came up in discussion and I responded in open discussion. I think the thing as parliamentarian, unfortunately you had a speaking role, so I sent you a slide about it, but I think something got lost in translation or shuffle. As a parliamentarian, the question would be, is there anything that precludes delegates from voting at meetings of delegates? Specifically in the context of the QDM. And if that's a decision you want to make right now, it's yours to make. If you want to take it under advisement and perhaps, get back to people at a break if you think there's something wrong with the vote being taken in this context. But basically, it's up to you as parliamentarian to make an opinion on that. And unfortunately, because you were speaking,
right,
it was hard to enlist you. But the issues were raised, at least by Pam in this discussion, And I responded with, you know, my a differing opinion about it. But that's, you are the person who would be handling it if you want to take it as something to adjudicate.
I thought your explanation was accurate and correct. There was nothing in the original decision to have QDMs that precluded having business taken, and a specific inclusion of business being punted from the ABC to the following QDM. And since the normal process, at least the way it normally goes, unless the entire conference decides to do it differently, is that if it's not prohibited, it is permitted. And business being conducted at a QDM is not prohibited and did appear to be the intent of the original motion to have QDMs. So I believe that this is valid. However, it is also up for a vote. So if people do not agree, they can merely vote against.
Okay. All right. We will go ahead and go on to the vote.
Okay, are we starting the vote? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. The vote is started. Can a timer start can one of the timers start the app for 5 minutes, please?
We were at 5 minutes to the end of this section.
One delegate is asking, is a vote available yet? I don't see anything. I'll direct them to you.
Direct them to Martian or me. They should just use the link that Martian posted in there, and they should refresh. And if you still can't see it, close your whole browser, go to the link, and do it again, and then log in with your credentials.
Okay, time is up.
Okay, I'm stopping the vote. Showing the results. 1 second. Okay, the vote is, there were 65 submitted, so that was actually more than the quorum that we took. And there are the percentages.
Okay, then in that case, there's no vote that got enough votes, so we will take the two highest and add in the two highest and I abstain, and we will do a second vote.
Yeah. Do we always keep D, which is I
Yeah.
am not in favor?
No, it's the two highest.
Actually, Carmen, I believe it is the two highest plus. I'm not in favor because an abstain does not have any impact on the vote. So,
Or the
the
second highest is I am not in favor.
They
okay.
should still be able to abstain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should still be able to stay. But basically, I think the one that clearly would get knocked off would be deferring action to a future meeting.
Exactly.
Yeah, I thought we could we refer to Kaz on this? Is
Yes,
that okay?
that's my understanding that the only one that drops off is I'm in favor of deferring.
And cause I apologize, I'll try to stay out.
Okay, thanks. I'll get that vote going. Give me about 2 minutes. Okay, I'm ready to start the vote, and it will be how long for this?
Let's do 4 minutes.
Okay, could the whoever's timing do the 4 minutes in the meeting? Okay, and the vote is starting now.
Marcus, could you reset the timer? We are at time for this section.
Thank you. Right. And we'll finish up this vote.
I apologize for the sound, but time is up for voting. I apologize for the sound, which was triggering for some delegates.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and close the vote. And I'm going to share the results.
All right, so nothing received 60%, so we'll take off the lowest one and add an item abstain, and we'll do a third vote.
It'll be 2 minutes. Okay, the vote is starting. Carmen, how much time?
We'll do the same 4 minutes.
Okay, I'm starting it now. Okay, now it's running.
That is time on the voting.
Okay, great. Closing it. And sharing the results now.
I am in favor of this motion as presented and want to send to worldwide online voting. Receive 71.43%. So the motion passes and we'll go to worldwide online voting. Thank you, everybody, for sticking in there with all those rounds of voting. We'll go ahead and take a 10-minute break and then come back at 11:40. Yeah, we'll come back at 11:40.